Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Brochas Daf Ayin Ches and the Rizva Adar edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Aloch Aleph. We're starting the top of the Daf in the second line. The Gemara just brought a Machlokes Beis Hillel and Bichamai regarding what comes first, the wine or Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Brocha of Kiddush. Bichamai says Mekadesh HaShabbos comes first for two reasons. A, the Gedusha Sayoyim brought the wine. The only reason we're drinking wine is because of Gedusha Sayoyim. And second, Kedushas Hayom came first, because the day started with Kedushas Hayom. And Beis Hillel say two reasons why wine comes first. A, because the wine is the way we do Kiddush. If you had wine, you won't do Kiddush. And second, wine is Tadir, and Kiddush is Einyo Tadir. So says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Midivrei Shneihem, from Beis Hillel and Bichamai we will learn, Yain ve'avdolo ayayin koidem. When you have the wine and Avdolah, what comes first? Wine or Avdolah? Here, everybody will agree the wine comes first. Why? Klumta mayim de bichamai. What is the reason of bichamai? He holds the main reason of bichamai is the first reason. What's the first reason? Shekdushas hayoyim gormor layayin she'avoy. The only reason bringing wine is because of Kedushas hayoyim. Vekan oil veloy Avdolah gormor layayin she'avoy. Hayayin koidim. So the Mefarshim may have two ways to explain that. One way is to say that when you have Kedushas Hayoyim, that brings the wine. But here, the Avdol doesn't bring the wine. Adrabba, the fact that the Kedusha leaves brings the wine, not the fact that it starts a weekday. That's what the Haredim learns. Reb Chaim says more simple. You could do Avdolah also on Sheikha, on beer. So you're not bringing the wine because of Avdolah. You could bring beer for Avdolah. So the wine is special, the wine is unique. So here, Bicham will agree the wine comes first. What's the second reason of Beis Hillel? The wine is more tadir. That applies also here. The wine is tadir, the Avdolah is less tadir, less frequent. So therefore the wine comes first. Ramana comes to argue on Rabbi Yosi. He says, according to Beit Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, yain ve'avdolah, avdolah kodems. Avdolah should come before the wine. What's the reason of Bichamai? I mean the second reason of Bichamai. That once Shabbos starts, you already have Kedushas Hayoyim. And wine goes only later. The same reason applies over here. The minute when Shabbos comes, you have Avdolah. You already have an obligation of Avdolah. So therefore, Avdolah kedemes. So here also Avdolah will come before the wine. What's the first reason of Beis Hillel? He's taking more ikar. The first reason. The only reason you say Kedushas Hayoyim is because you have wine. If you don't have wine, you won't have said it. Here, the wine doesn't cause the Avdolah to be said. Because even without wine, you say Avdolah on beer. So Avdolah Kedemes, even here Beis Hillel will agree that Avdolah comes first. This is Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and Ramano. Is Avdolah come before wine or wine comes before Avdolah? Based on both Rabbi Yosi and Ramona, we learn. Mavdilin below yain. You see, they both mentioned they don't need the wine for Avdolah. You could do Avdolah without wine. So from here, you see, you could do Avdolah on beer as well. But Kiddush, you must do with wine. He died to the Rabbi Zeira. That's what Rabbi Zeira said. You could do Avdolah on beer. But you go from place to place to find wine to do Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Mav Yosi Baboy Nehigin Tamon. Here in Bavel, we have a minig. If you have no wine, Sheikh Tzibu Oivir Lefne HaTevo, V'Oimer Brocha Achaz Mein Sheva. So Sheikh Tzibu goes in front of the Tevo on Ma'arev, and he says, somewhat like a Chazos HaShatz, only seven brochas combined together, and meaning there is our Kiddush. The Kiddush is mentioned over there. So for this Yerushalmi Mashra, that this is the reason why you have Brocha Mein Sheva is in order to have Kiddush that's in lieu of Kiddush. The Gemara now brings a question, a circular question, both according to Beit Shammai and according to Beis Hillel. What will be the correct order? Says the Gemara, the Kasha al de Beit Shammai. We have the question according to Beit Shammai, Beilei Shabbos. In the following case, what do you do on Friday night? Someone's eating on Friday. And someone came Shabbos. The only cup he has for wine, he has only one cup of wine. So we have a din that don't do Kiddush right away because you need your Birkas Hamazon. So leave the cup of Kiddush or leave the cup of wine for after the meal, and then you'll do on your Birkas Hamazon and you'll do on your Kiddush as well. We're only in Ches Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, now what will be the right order? Manafshach. How do you learn? Yevorach Elayoyim. You want to say, you should first say Kiddush Hamazon Koyim. Meaning, B'tshamen L'shitasam Hold. That whatever comes first, you say first. That's why in Kiddush, we say Mikadosh HaShabbos before Bo'er Pri HaGafen, because Kedushas Hayom comes first. So here, the obligation to say Birkas Hamazon comes first. So you should say Birkas Hamazon before you say Kiddush. Yevorach HaLamazon, Elam HaYul say, you should do Birkas Hamazon first, Hayayin Koydim. Because that's what B'tshamen will say later in that Pehei, that when you do Birkas Hamazon, wine always comes before Birkas Hamazon. Yevorach HaLayayin, Elam HaYul say wine first, Hayoyim Koydim. B'tshamen holds that the Kiddush comes before the wine. So you have over here this paradox. What comes first? Birkas Hamazon supposed to come after wine. But wine supposed to come after Kiddush. And Kiddush is supposed to come after Birkas Hamazon. What will be the right order? Says the Nishmeinu Minado, we can learn from the following. Balin Yayim Achar Hamazon, when wine comes after Birkas Hamazon, V'hein Shem Eloisokois, and you have only one cup of wine, so there, B'tshamay said, wine comes before Birkas Hamazon. Why is that so? So says the Gemara, Marabu Aladishu Brocha Ktano Shema Yishkach V'yishte. Because it's a very short Brocha, Bo'er Pri HaGafen, someone may forget, and after he finished Birkas Hamazon, he'll forget to say Bo'er Pri HaGafen, he will drink the wine without saying a Brocha. So that's what he told him, say Bo'er Pri HaGafen first, and then say Birkas Hamazon. Pram HaCho, but in our case, they have Kiddush, Mikivan Shu Mishal Sholadei HaKois Eino Shochach. But here, he's not going to forget. Because the Bo'er Pri HaGafen, you need it for Kiddush. So he's not going to forget to say Bo'er Pri HaGafen. So when you have Bo'er Pri HaGafen on its own, and it's a short bracha, B'tshamay say that comes before Birkas Hamazon. But when it's part of Kiddush, a person will not forget, you can leave for after Birkas Hamazon. So we answer the question. In this case, B'tshamay agreed that Birkas Hamazon comes before. So Birkas Hamazon will be first. And then will come the Kedushas Hayayim, and then the wine, as the Gemara concludes right away. Ketzadi asu al diri B'tshamay. So according to B'tshamay, what do you do? Yevorech al Hamazon tchilo, because B'tshamay here agreed that Birkas Hamazon comes first. V'chakach mevorech al Hayayim, v'chakach al Hayayim, because B'tshamay hold that always by Kiddush, Kiddush comes before the wine. The Gemara now continues with a similar question according to Beis Hillel. Says more, v'kach al diri Beis Hillel b'moitzei Shabbos heich na'avdo. What do you do when Shabbos ends? And you have a similar story. What's the story? Someone's eating Shalashuddas, he's eating the end of Shabbos. V'chasheicho, Moitzei Shabbos, and suddenly comes Moitzei Shabbos, suddenly you have night. V'ein Shem Eloi Sokois, he has only one cup of wine. At Omar Menicho Lacha Mozor Mishal Shekulam Olof. So we know the halacha is, don't do the wine in Birkas Hamazon because you need it for Avdala. So what you do is, you do everything together in one cup. So now the question is, what's the order? Manavshach, what will be the right order? Yevorech HaLayayin, should you say the wine first? Hamazon Koydim. Pesil will say later in the Perek, that in Birkas Hamazon, first you say Birkas Hamazon, and then Bo'er Pri HaGafen. So here also, Birkas Hamazon comes before Bo'er Pri HaGafen. Yevorech HaLamazon, Haner Koydim. El Mayel do Birkas Hamazon first, but we have a din, the Gemara, the Mishnah's going to tell us later in the Perek, that always candle comes before Birkas Hamazon. Says the Gemara, Yevorech HaLaner, Elamai, you say your first bracha will be on the candle. So our girsa over here is Avdola Kedemus. Avdola has to come before the Ner. And the Mefarshim struggle to understand, why do we think the Avdola comes before the Ner? So the Goyen brings over here that the girsa is Yevorech HaLaner, Hayayin Koydim. The wine should come before the candle. And the reason is, because wine is more tadir. Wine is frequent, it's every day. Candle is only once a week. So the wine should come first. And according to this gear, so we continue in saying, Yevorech HaLayayin, you want to say the wine first? Hamazon Koydim. Because Hamazon comes before the wine, according to Beis Hillel. First because Hamazon, then the wine. So we have also here a circular question. Wine should come after because Hamazon. The Mazon, because Hamazon should come after the candle. The candle should come after the wine. So what comes first? Says the Gemara in Tes Amud Aleph, Nishmeina minado, we'll learn from the following. Whenever you have this problem, this connection, Birkas Hamazon with Avdola, We see over here because a Muslim comes first. Meaning he's coming to argue on the Mishnah, the Kamon, that says the candle because before because a Muslim. This is why the Amar holds that because a Muslim comes first. The Avdolah is the last thing that you say in the brachas. Alma nechlekul, what's the argument? Ala ner v'al psamim. On candle of psamim. Shebetcham orim min besomim v'achakach ner. Ubesilorim min ma'or v'achakach besomim. So the Vilna Gaon here turns around the girsa and says the besilor are the ones who say first besomim and then candle, like we do in our Havdalah. And betcham are the ones that say first candle and then besomim. And the Gemara concludes, above the law is like besila, first you do besomim, and then you do ner. So the Gemara concludes our sugyo, kitzad yasel diver besilil. So according to this mandamar, how do you do in the case of havdalah and berkas hamazon at the same time? Yavorach al hamazon tchilo, first berkas hamazon, v'achakach yavorach al hayayin v'achakach al haner. Then you do the wine, then you do the candle. Because the wine is more tadir, there comes the candle, and then after that comes the avdala, because avdala is in the end, according to this man, the Omar. And different than what we said before, according to Bichama. According to Bichama, we answer the question. According to Bistila, we're saying that we have one man, the Omar, meaning Rabbi Yudo, that according to him, we know what to do. According to the other shita that says the candle is supposed to come before because of Mazin, we still have that problem, the circular question, what comes first? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ein Ches.